This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Nepal has made achievements in infrastructure development of late. Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha emphasizes that yoga and meditation is essential for mental and physical well-being. And at least 37 people die after flash floods and cold lava flowing from a volcano hit the western Indonesian island of Sumatra. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemere, has made a telephone call to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda this morning. According to Speaker Khemere's press coordinator, Shekhar Adhikari, the Speaker and the Prime Minister held discussions on the government's policies and programs. It is shared that both exchanged views regarding the efforts made by Prime Minister for political consensus and Speaker's initiatives to run the House effectively. The Prime Minister has further shared that he will initiate to end the deadlock in the House soon after he returns Kathmandu from Chitwan. Earlier, the Speaker had a discussion with the chief whips of the major political parties along with the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs regarding resuming the House proceedings smoothly. Likewise, Speaker had further emphasized on the need to agree on policies and programs and to pass the budget without politicizing it. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda announced plans for a special program aimed at boosting production and job creation through the upcoming fiscal year's budget today. Speaking during the inauguration of the Signature Bridge project over the Narayani River in Chitwan, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's focus on integrated projects to enhance infrastructure, rural economy, productivity and employment. The Prime Minister urged for a shift towards positive thinking and energy, rejecting negative comparison and emphasizing Nepal's progress in various sectors, including physical infrastructure, education, health and social security of late. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal has said that after the establishment of the Federal Democratic Republic, there has been much more development than during the monarchy, stating that the road department is taking positive initiatives in developing road infrastructure based on plans of the government of Nepal. The Prime Minister said that more than 149 bridges have been constructed in the current fiscal year alone. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, said that one should not skip yoga and meditation. Inaugurating the second session of Health Summit in Kathmandu as chief guest, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said that yoga and meditation are aspects that carries natives of Eastern culture. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha added that both yoga and meditation is something that we should not escape from. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister further added that providing high-quality health services in affordable price to everyone must be emphasized more. The meetings of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party and the Parliamentary Party Working Committee scheduled for today have been postponed. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak said that the meeting of the Working Committee scheduled for 1 p.m. and the meeting of the Parliamentary Party slated for 2 p.m. today has been postponed for 9 a.m. on May 14. He said that the meeting called for discussing the latest political developments and contemporary issues, including the formation of a parliamentary investigation committee on the embezzlements of the cooperatives fund, has been deferred by a day for additional preparation. Nepali Congress has been taking a stance for not allowing the parliament proceedings to move ahead until the parliamentary probe committee is constituted to look into the cooperatives fraud scam. On Sunday, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda had held talks with the Nepali Congress leaders regarding removing the obstruction in the parliament. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed the belief that the deadlock in parliament would cease by Tuesday. The Prime Minister further viewed that as the policies and programs were already given a final shape, there would not be any problem on the President's address in the parliament tomorrow. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal said even Home Minister Ravi Lamichani had agreed in principle to form a committee to address the problems facing cooperative victims. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon assured that there won't be any arbitrary changes in tax rates in the upcoming fiscal year's budget. Speaking at a pre-budget discussion in Kathmandu, Minister Poon emphasized the need to boost the economy by addressing economic slowdown. Minister Poon stated that any alteration in tax rate would be made in consideration of national interest, not to favor specific individuals or businesses linked to his party or the government. Similarly, Minister Poon underscored the importance of not disrupting private sector investment and pledged to promote open and transparent business policies. Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav stressed the importance of women's participation in the economic sector. Speaking at the South Asian Women's Conference on Economic Empowerment 2024 in Lalitpur, the Vice President emphasized the link between women's empowerment, economic productivity, and gender equality. Despite progress in economic growth and education in South Asia, Vice President Yadav expressed concern over women's continued deprivation of economic opportunities. Air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has decreased with the occurrence of rainfall. On May 2, the federal capital was listed the world's most polluted city with an air quality index of 162. Yesterday, it suggests a rapid drop in the pollution level to be ranked at 58th position. According to the air quality index data, the Kathmandu Valley's AQI has been measured at 56. The containment of wildfires with the rainfall for the past few days has played a significant role in the improvement of the air quality. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 37 people were killed after flash floods and cold lava flowing from a volcano hit the western Indonesian island of Sumatra. According to the BBC, hours of heavy rain on Saturday swept torrents of ash and rocks down Mount Merapi, the most active volcano in Sumatra. The cold lava mudslides inundated two districts, swept people to their deaths and damaged more than 100 homes, mosques and public facilities. Authorities say the death toll could increase given 18 people are missing. The socialist of Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez have won Catalonia's regional election as pro-independence party lost ground. The BBC reports that the Catalan Socialist Party under former Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa made substantial gains to emerge as the clear winner. With 99% of vote counted, it has secured 42 seats. Iraq requested the termination of the United Nations Assistant Mission for Iraq operation by the end of 2025. A statement issued by the media office of Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani said that based on the findings by the UN-formed Independent Strategic Review Team, Iraq's request for United Nations Assistant Mission for Iraq to end by 2025 is a timeline sufficient for a responsible closure. United Nations Assistant Mission for Iraq is a special political mission established in 2003 by United Security Council Resolution 1500 at the request of the Iraqi government. Mount Everest saw two record-breaking climbs on Sunday, with a Nepali Sherpa making the most ever summits and a British climber setting the record for a foreigner. According to the BBC, Kami Rita Sherpa, aged 54, scaled the world's tallest mountain for a 29th time, while British man Kenton Cool marked his 18th peak. At least 27 civilians were killed and about 130 injured following a renewal of conflict between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces in El Fasher, the capital city of North Darfur state. United Nations agency said on Sunday that an estimated 850 people, 170 families, were displaced to various locations across El Fasher locality due to the clashes. Children under the age of 14 in South Australia would be banned from using social media under a proposal put forward by the state's premier. Under the state government's proposal, any South Australian aged under 14 would be banned from using any social media, and those aged 14 and 15 would require parental consent to access an account. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of the country and at one or two places of the Tarai region of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says Nepal has made achievements in infrastructure development of late. Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha emphasizes that yoga and meditation is essential for mental and physical well-being. And at least 37 people die after flash floods and cold lava flowing from a volcano hit the western Indonesian island of Sumatra. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.